go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. Time for our weekly visit inside the ring with our favorite tour guide, Bill Gertz, the author of a prize-winning column of that name at the Washington Times, also the senior editor of an indispensable online resource, the Washington Free Beacon. He's the author of 7 best-selling books, including most recently, iWar, War and Peace in the Information Age. Bill Gertz, it's so good to have you back. Welcome.
Hi, Frank. Good to be on the program.
Well, Bill, much of the reporting that you do, and it's always incredibly important and insightful, turns on China. And I did want to start by asking for your take on what went down there over the past week or so with this party congress and Xi Jinping's 3.5-hour oration there, and the upshot of the installation of a new 7-man leadership team.
Yes, yeah, it was the exercise in bladder control for the party cadres. Definitely, we've seen this was a major event for the leadership in China, and it saw the further consolidation of power by Xi Jinping, who has emerged as the most powerful leader since Mao Zedong, who was the founder of the Communist state back in 1949 and has been credited as one of the world's largest mass murderers, with a death toll of some 60 million people under his rule. What we've seen in Xi is that he has further strengthened his control over the regime there in two ways. One is he's codified in the constitution his particular thought. This is the only leader other than Mao and Mao's successor Deng Xiaoping to have a name attached to their ideology or their communist ideology. The two others, Jiang Zemin and Hu Jintao, have a certain effect on there, but their names are not attached to it. So this shows that Xi has really elevated his game. Secondly, he's really purged the Standing Committee of the Politburo. That is the 7-member collective dictatorship that rules China. And he's replaced a few people, and most notably his key deputy, Wang Qishen, who was in charge of the anti-corruption campaign and who himself was accused of corruption, and he's replaced them with less powerful people. One China expert in government compared it to the earlier Ming and Qing dynasties, where the emperor would surround himself with eunuchs to run things throughout the empire.
Fascinating, Bill. Let me ask you about what has been going on here with respect to a prominent dissident, shall we say, a former Chinese businessman, Guo Wenghui. I know that you have spent some time talking with him, and I'm interested in your take on his current status in this country. It seems as though, according to some of your reporting, the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, had to really throw himself in a body block to prevent this guy from being deported by the State Department. What's going on with that?
Yeah, Guo Wenghui is a really, I think, a revolutionary figure on the Chinese political scene. And he's significant for a number of reasons, but most importantly, he's described himself as a whistleblower. I call him a dissident, but he has been, since earlier this year, exposing high-level corruption. As I mentioned, he's taking credit for ousting this top leader on the Standing Committee of the Politburo, Wang Qishen, who, according to Guo, has some $2 billion in real estate investments secretly in California, which is a big no-no if you're the anti-corruption czar in China. So he's quietly been removed from all positions. I wouldn't be surprised if Wang Qishen comes under some investigation later on. That's the nature of their system. You don't just get removed from power. You get investigated and you put in prison or worse. But Guo is an important figure. There's a big push by pro-China officials within the Trump administration to send him back. And, of course, the more conservatives and pro-freedom people in the government are saying, no way, This is an important source of information. We have the president getting ready to go to China in a week or so, and he can provide valuable insights into the leadership thinking. And this is a person, because he was running in such high-level circles, including friendships with Xi Jinping himself, the top military leaders, I see him as a gold mine of information for the United States.
Yeah. Insanity, not to say, you know, inhumane, but very strategically ill-advised to be shipping him out, unless, you know, like Hillary Clinton, you want to make sure he's not around to help inform people about wrongdoing in our own country. That's
well,
a possibility.
I would mention that there is precedent during the Obama administration. A very important defector from southern China walked into the U.S. consulate in Chengdu and defected, and the Obama administration turned him back. This was, again, a lost intelligence opportunity, but it shows kind of the craven appeasement of the Obama administration.
Well, and perhaps of Obama administration holdovers in the present administration. Hey, Bill, you've also called attention to something that I think is very worrying on a lot of different fronts. It's happening to Americans, but it's also apparently happening to Guo Wengui. That is, these IT giants like Google and Twitter and so on, Facebook, YouTube, are apparently submitting to Chinese pressure and denying service to this dissident businessman. Tell us what's going on there.
It's a shameful display of these tech giants, which are seeking access to the vaunted Chinese market, and they have blocked Guo, who has really become an internet and social media sensation, especially in China, with his frequent YouTube videos and his Twitter accounts. Both, first of all, Facebook began under pressure from China, limited his Facebook pages in Chinese. Then YouTube, which was his main outlet, restricted his ability to live stream, which is, again, one of his key ways of communicating with his many hundreds of thousands of supporters. And then just recently, Twitter blocked him. All of this coinciding with the recent party Congress. And it's at least Representative Chris Smith, who runs is co-chairman of the Congressional Executive China Commission, spoke out and said that these tech giants were basically running interference for the communist regime in China.
Hey, Bill, there was one other story that I wanted to make sure we picked up on. You've reported about how the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI are warning American companies about growing threats of cyber attacks on our infrastructure. What can you share with us about all of that?
Yeah, this was a very rare and unusual alert that was sent out last weekend by both the DHS and the FBI, and it was warning that there is an ongoing cyber attack by what they described as an advanced persistent threat, which is usually code for a nation-state cyber attack. Security analysts say that it's likely Russia behind it, and it's a major campaign involving efforts by the Russians to get into the networks that control our critical infrastructure. And of course, the most critical of those infrastructures is the electrical grid. It's a further indication that the Russians, along with the Chinese and others, are trying to get into our critical infrastructure in preparation for a future attack that could wreak havoc on the United States if those networks were taken down.
Yeah, literally nation-ending threat. Yeah. Bill, we have to leave it at that for today. So much more to talk about. We look forward to doing so with you next week. Come back to us. And I hope the rest of you will do the same next week, same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Gaffney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.